It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
I made a mistake.
What?
I just put gum in my mouth.
Why is that a mistake?
Because now I'm really spitty.
Oh. And sugary goodness at 6 a.m.?
Yep. Nope, sugar-free. Sorry. Oh, okay. You're wrong. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
This is weird. I'm going to take this hat off.
Mateo's still gone for the week. He will be back next Monday.
He just played with 5-iron last night.
Yeah, I was really sad I was not at that show, actually. They played Saturday night in Nashville, and Ethan Luck played guitar with House of Heroes.
With Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Added some extra guitar value to that before 5-iron played.
Because aren't they just like a 3-piece right now, and then adding Ethan would be normal? Okay.
Yes, because Nuke is on tour with Plain White Tees right now. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you think he sings "Hey There, Delilah"?
I don't.
I hope so.
Actually, I think the band probably just sings that.
Nah, he's got to do it.
Dude, the snow has it subsided?
Yeah, subsided. Although yesterday when I was here, it was awesome.
Yeah. Still this morning, leaving and about halfway here, it's not west subsided. So
good news for all of APS. They are on a 2-hour delay.
Yeah.
So
if you're into that, that's good news. 2-hour delay always bummed me out.
Yeah, it did too. Because I'm like, well, great, I get to sleep one full hour more.
Right. And all it meant was I still had to go to school, and now not only do I have to go to school, but I have to make up what I wasn't able to do in the first, yeah.
Yeah, bummer.
So there you go.
It was really beneficial in college, though, if you had morning classes, because then just like, well, that class is canceled until Wednesday. Nice.
You know, when you were in college, you could actually set up what time you wanted to have your classes so that you wouldn't be bummed out if you had, you know, classes later in
but
the day.
But I did it early in the morning, so if there was a 2-hour delay, I didn't have to go.
Yeah. And that's why you were a front desk receptionist and worked at Subway.
I worked at Subway in high school.
Oh. Touche. Dude, it is Monday, and of course, the question I have for you, which I probably know the answer to, did you go see the Hunger Games 7 times?
Twice.
You saw it twice already?
Yeah, that's why when you're asking me that work question yesterday, I wasn't responding because I was in Hunger Games.
Wow.
I saw it twice.
Twice?
Yes. And I wept through both times.
A good friend of mine yesterday texted me, who I trust his movie, like he reviews movies well. We have similar tastes. He said that was the best movie he's seen this year, even better than Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No. There was a point where I'm like, that is not J-La. That is Katniss. That is Katniss. She is not even J-La. I was so excited.
I don't take there your was word times, for it,
no!
though, because your cat's
no!
name is Katniss.
My cat's name is Katniss you're before they were even making movies about it, okay?
You're a fangirl. That's what I'm saying. That you just proved
no.
my point even more.
No.
That I can't trust that.
No, that means you can trust it because they didn't. That was like the best adaptation I've ever seen. From a book? Like, seriously. It was amazing. Right.
I've heard nothing but great things, actually, about this movie. Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
How do you feel about being on a 2-hour delay?
Yep, I just found that out, guys. I'm literally so dang happy right now. I'm just like, oh my God, this is good.
Literally?
Well, yeah.
Thank goodness.
He sounds happy.
Yeah, no, I believe
it. It's quite literal.
Now, guys, the only thing I do not want to happen is a cancellation. Now, that reason is because for us high school students, now, this doesn't apply to all you middle school and elementary school kids.
Oh, yes,
at the end of the year, after the snow delays, you know, like the makeup days for after the last day, well, that's when they tack on our finals. So instead of our finals being on the last week of school, they push them all the way to those 2 last days.
You're a thinker.
I just found that out because one of my cousins, she's a senior there at the school. She told me, my entire school told me, even the website told me.
Your entire school told you? Like, they all lined up and just told you?
No. Hey, you know what I mean? Kids in my classes were telling me because I have a junior student in one of my classes, and I have a sophomore in one of them because, one of them failed the class, and they had to retake it this year, so.
Well, good.
Right on.
Got that covered.
Found out. So, anyways, Mitch, how's it been? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm awake. I'm doing fantastic. Doing great. Thanks.
That's good. I haven't heard from you in a while. It's been pretty a long time, huh?
A few days, because you called in like on Wednesday and said the same thing. And you were like, I haven't heard from you in a while, and I was like, yeah. Now we're going through that again.
Yeah, things have been crazy. My driver's now, she's not gonna pick me up till like 8 a.m., so I have like a couple more hours.
Dang.
Makes sense.
Make the best of it.
It makes sense that on a two-hour delay instead of six, they would be eight. That makes sense.
2 hours.
Actually, for the pickup time, but for Volcano Vista, guys, I do have an announcement regarding our school. For all you guys out there that attend Volcano Vista today, we are on a 8-day advisor, as you guys should know it. It's called 8-day, what's it called? Something abbreviated. 8-day abbreviated schedule. So you guys want to go on that schedule today. It's going to be, yeah, classes are 65 minutes, and your fifth hour is going to be 35 minutes.
Wow.
So we're being shortened.
I don't know if I followed,
Nicely
but it's
done.
Okay. It's okay.
I mostly got it. Right.
Okay.
What can we play for you, Matthew?
This morning, can you guys play Devastation Reform by Reliant K? I'm going to put this out to Volcano Vista High School. All the students and staff there, that song is for you guys this morning.
Wow.
You just dedicated Devastation and Reform.
Maybe look up those words and see if that's what
beautiful.
You really wanted to.
Let's get it moving, guys. Hey, that song, let's get it all moving, guys, out there. I know you guys are probably still sleeping, but hey, wake up soon. Wake up, wake up. Don't be sleeping in.
Hey, amen. Amen.
This is for Volcano Vista on a two-hour delay.
Reliant K, Devastation and Reform.
Static! Can
drive stick. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back. Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Why are you playing this song?
Because it is cold.
It is, but it's not snowing.
There is snow on the ground.
A little.
And the roads are bad enough that it's a two-hour delay for APS.
Okay, I guess it makes sense. But it's not going to keep snowing, and that's upsetting.
However, if there were 3 snowflakes falling from the sky, I feel like APS would put a two-hour delay for snow.
Yeah, roads are completely dry,
yes,
but they aren't right now.
Not really a good barometer.
We've got to take advantage of those clouds when we can.
Yeah. Yeah, today is supposed to look better. I was just looking at my weather
app. Yeah, I see the sun peeking out of little clouds in my weather app, and I'm not okay with it.
You have that? I don't have that, actually.
Yeah, I have KRQE app, honestly.
Oh. Well, maybe they're lying, because today it's partly cloudy, isolated snow showers in the morning, then rain and snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s.
Maybe it changed again.
Yeah. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy, areas of freezing fog toward morning. So Tuesday, that little sun animation is going to come back. But until then, hopefully it just gets colder and snows.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We also want to be praying for everybody who's going to be on the road because this week is Thanksgiving.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm pretty excited. Mateo and his wife are packing up their stuff, getting ready for their cross-country journey, so we don't want snow at the end of the week, actually.
Truth, we do not. Yeah. I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with that because Thanksgiving to me is like the time where all the leaves are on the ground and no one's picked them up, and then you go outside and play football.
See, that's good. I like that.
That's it.
Thanksgiving to me is sitting on a couch and watching football.
Oh, and then you got to go outside and play.
Nope.
It's the only time.
Why would we do that when the NFL has blessed us with 3 games now?
No, thanks.
I don't have to move from like 11 a.m. until like 10 p.m.
Oh, I remember this time last year. Yeah, for Thanksgiving last year, we, after like being crazy and everything, we all sat down and watched a game of football. And when football turns on for me, I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like, it's the crowd. It's really soothing for me. It's like a vacuum. It's so nice.
Vacuums put you to sleep?
Yes, vacuums put me to sleep, and the crowd in football games put me to sleep. And then I remember thinking, like, I must have been half asleep, because my foot was on a bookshelf.
Uh-huh.
And there was a drink right next to it, and all I'm thinking is, don't hit this drink, don't hit this drink. And I thought I had hit the drink, because all of a sudden I hear, splash! And I'm like, oh no, I spilled my drink. But then I looked up and, oh, it's okay. It was my 2-year-old nephew throwing up everywhere.
Oh,
all over my carpet.
Man.
It was awesome. I was like, oh, good. It wasn't the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, this is what I'm not hoping for.
Yeah.
Because I got little to none sleep last night. My little baby boy's got a fever of like 102.
Oh.
Yeah, which is not bad. Like for little dudes, they can get higher fevers.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, you know, doing the Motrin Tylenol swap
still
every 4
fun.
Hours. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Him waking up. He's teething. He's getting molars.
Oh, so that's why.
Yes.
Got it.
So, getting some molars in. That's always fun. So,
totally.
For the first time ever,
you know,
he slept, like, in our bed.
I understand what he feels like now because I remember getting my wisdom teeth in.
Oh, I'm and like, how do you...
No.
He's like a year old.
Right. But
no one remembers their
I remember
teeth coming
being,
in.
Uh-huh. When I remember being shut up. I remember being 19 and just pushing my face up against a cold window because it hurt so bad.
Oh, that's right. You're weird and you didn't get them until you were like in your 30s.
I'm not even in my... Okay, moving on. That's too much. Oh, no! Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news coming up. Of course, birthdays at 6:45. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com. Make sure you get that. Dude, speaking of Christmas and awesomeness, I was reading this weekend about Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane, and of course they're going to be here.
Yes, December
11th.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
You told me about that, and I still haven't looked into it, but I'm going to believe you.
For everybody who is into worship and or maybe they help at the church or some form of music ministry, Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane, they're often like a workshop before the show here at Calvary. For anybody interested in learning.
That's really cool that they do that.
I was pretty excited about that. Just offering
just
up their time.
Might be there.
Yeah. Hmm. So there you go. Details available, by the way, at calvaryabq.org. It is Monday, and I'm getting a fun little error message because computers are amazing early in the morning.
Aren't they beautiful? Like, thank you
Get
so
out of
much.
My way. I got to hit the breaking news
No,
button.
Okay.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, I've missed that.
I know. Scientists in California are puzzled by what happened to miles of toxic waste off the coast of LA County. The toxic waste simply disappeared.
What?
Bum, bum, bum. I needed that.
Oh, sorry.
The toxic waste simply disappeared. No!
One more try.
The toxic waste simply disappeared. Thank you.
You're welcome.
About time.
I was debating, like, up until that second, do I hit that or do I hit centerfold?
No.
Yeah, I know. It would have been funny.
Maybe. Not. According to a new study, men have larger noses than women because men need to take in more oxygen in order to build bigger muscles.
Okay.
And dog perfume?
Oh, are you serious?
Selling out in stores.
Ugh.
Yeah, not even joking.
And poor dog. It's called shampoo your dog.
I know, right?
Just shampoo your dog.
Oh, speaking of dogs, I'm so mad at mine.
Why?
Okay, so the other day, I'm like, I'm going to be nice to my dog. He doesn't have a dog bed, so I'm going to go get him one.
Oh, no.
I forgot why I don't get him dog beds. I was like, okay, this is on sale, like $35, whatever. And so I got it for him, and he went and laid on it right away. And then I went over to him, just like joking. I was like, all right, Jethro. My dog's name is Jethro. And I was like, if you rip this dog bed up, I will kill you. And he looked at me all sweet and put his head down. And then I came down the stairs the next morning, cotton everywhere. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay, but here's the thing. You have to be a parent of your word. You told your dog.
I have to kill him.
I'm just kidding.
No.
It's called integrity, Michelle. You have to be a person of your word. If you say you're going to do something, you have to do it.
In my mind, I did. In my mind, I killed my dog. And then I gently... Then I gently opened the sliding glass door and let him outside and went upstairs and said, guess what the dog did? So there's that.
Reason number 7 why Indiana's not home yet.
Aw, does he? But no, he doesn't rip up.
He doesn't. He's such a good dog.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Fruit of Loom is producing some of the luckiest underwear in the world. Okay. The idea of lucky underwear is not unheard of. Over decades, people have held the belief that you should put on your best underwear on days extra luck is needed. Fruit of the Loom went to great heights to ensure that every piece of their 2,000 specially produced lucky underwear is worth the claim. They kept it in four-leaf clover boxes,
oh
rubbed it
gosh.
On statues and across horseshoes and more. unfortunately. Only 2,000 pairs were made, and they've already sold out.
To baseball players. Major League Baseball players bought them up.
Right.
Some of the most superstitious people in the universe, I'm telling you.
Hey, do you consider yourself a manly man?
Yeah,
the manliest of men?
Last week, my drain pump went out on the washer, so I hoisted that bad boy up on blocks and changed it out myself. Saved me a few $100s because I'm a man, so I just did it myself.
So you're the manliest of men.
Maybe not the manliest. I've never wrestled a bear. Oh, wait. I was on the news for that. Yeah, I'm pretty manly.
So then this is for you. For the manliest of men, there's now a set of cigars which combines smoking and drinking into a single activity.
Oh, my gosh.
Collaborating with craft beer brewers Samuel Adams, Ted Cigars has produced a cigar that is seasoned with beer.
That's disgusting.
Called Utopias. One cigar will set you back $13.
Oh, I thought you were going to say $1,300.
And if you buy the entire box, it's $300.
Gosh, dude, no.
Blech.
Yeah, apparently I'm not a manly man then because I can't stand that. Blech.
That sounds disgusting.
I'm not a cigar guy, no. That's gross.
Well, the end. There you go. Breaking news.
That's all your breaking news?
I guess I could read something else.
That's okay.
An old person is spraying anti-kid tags. A Florida man living in a 55 and over gated community has had two of his cars vandalized recently. 63-year-old Bhaskar Bharot discovered the message, "No kids."
You just made that name up, didn't you?
Nope, that's
you
real.
You just made that
nope.
up.
Nope. He has the message, "No kids," sprayed on both of his vehicles. Bharot thinks the graffiti bandit was offended by Barot's 4-year-old granddaughter, who he sometimes babysits at his house.
Wow.
The end. That's breaking news.
All right, coming up 6:45. Birthdays. Want a birthday shout out? studio@mystaticradio.com. You got about 13 minutes.
Go for it. Go.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning.
Hi.
It is Monday. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Mateo is away in Nash, Vegas.
Oh, I know. That is what it's called, isn't it?
Hanging out with his family, gearing up for the big move to the ABQ.
A 1,200-mile move that he has to drive.
Putting his life in a U-Haul and his car on one of those trailer thingies. I'm a man's man.
Yep. Manliest of them all.
Speaking of manly men, it's time for birthdays. Good morning, manly man Stever.
Oh, I thought it was someone's birthday that was...
No, speaking of manly man Stever, you made those cookies this weekend.
Yes, I did.
Hey, that's pretty manly.
Yeah, no, that took some patience. You made them look exactly like turkeys.
I honestly saw that Instagram photo, and I didn't like it because I thought you were just like at somebody else's party.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
And you took a picture of it. Now I want to go like it because I realize you did that.
Those.
Yeah, I did.
Good job, man. Those were amazing.
Yeah, no Pinterest for me. Not into that.
I'll sign you up.
More like Mentrist. No, that doesn't sound better.
Nope.
That does not sound good. Oh, no. All right. It's the 329th day of 2013. Only 36 days left in this year.
Till my party.
Yes. Wow. Am I invited? Yep, I'm going. I'll be there.
Wow.
Yep.
So from... the show Revolution, and he played Charlie Swan in the Twilight series.
Oh, I don't know. I was going to say Juliet.
It's the dad.
The uncle.
It's the uncle.
From?
Billy Burke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Charlie was the dad in Twilight.
I mean the uncle in Revolution.
Oh, okay. Uncle in Revolution. Yeah, I'm like, no, Charlie was the dad. Charlie.
Yeah, I never
he
saw
that. He was the only good part of that entire
Remember,
movie.
Remember, manly man, no Twilight.
No Twilight. He is 50.
49.
47.
Dang it.
Well, he looks much older than he is, I guess.
No, he's just got an awesome mustache.
I just had to think of him as a dad in Twilight.
That's right.
Okay. My okay. music's not queuing up.
What's going to happen? I believe in you.
Okay, so if I had music to play, it would be NFL on Fox.
Ba-da-ma-ma-da-ma.
Here
you go. Oh, wait, that's not
it. Nah, that's good enough.
Okay. Terry Bradshaw. No. Nope. Every time. Howie Long.
Head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Former or current?
Head coach.
Current.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's his
Chip
name?
Kelly.
Chip Kelly. Former coach of the Oregon Ducks. Decided to go to a real team.
I think you said
in
that
the NFC
bias.
Least.
Yeah, dude, that division is terrible.
Yeah,
53.
Well. 49.
50. Ah! It's 49 yesterday, Steve-O. Very close. Okay, ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Cue the music. Monday Night Football. There you go.
Like, and it's not working.
John Gruden.
No, no, no.
Oh, like classic?
No, I just said Monday Night Football because I knew you had it cued.
Oh.
And my football music is dead today.
That's not good.
Former NFL quarterback.
Randall Cunningham.
For the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Ron Jaworski. Or Randall Cunningham. Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb.
Right.
I don't know how you know so many people. Okay.
That dude's awesome.
I keep him up to date on all these.
Yeah.
He's 39.
The first NFL game I ever saw actually was the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, where Randall Cunningham was the quarterback.
So that's not how old
he is. How old did you say?
I didn't know.
No. He just retired a couple years ago.
So I said 39.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad guess, actually. I'm going to say 38.
37.
Ah!
Dang it.
So close.
Almost said 37.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess maybe we're going to have... Oh, there we go. All right. Dancer and TV judge Bruno...
Mars.
Tonioli from Dancing with the Stars.
I have no idea who that is.
Dancer and TV judge.
Dancer. He's a dancer and a judge. He is 36.
41.
He is... 58.
Wow.
So he's not 41?
We've obviously never seen. Yeah. Okay.
All righty. American competitive eating champion, Joey Chestnut.
Is nice. That the guy who eats all those hot dogs?
I don't know. I guess.
Yes.
He eats like 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes?
Yeah. He is.
I never heard that
34.
Before.
32.
30.
Dang it.
Okay, so there's twins having a birthday today.
Nope, it's not Mary Kate.
I think there actually is two twins having birthday today. The first set is one of them is Jacqueline Hennessy. She's a Canadian journalist, TV host, and occasional actress. Her sister Jill starred in Crossing Jordan and an assistant DA on Law & Order.
They are 47.
45.
Ah, you know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Oh. Okay. Do that.
Doing okay over there?
Jason Alexander. No, this isn't that show. This is Night Court. I was thinking at first it was Seinfeld.
Yeah.
This Night Court. John Larroquette.
Yep.
Mark. Oh, okay. Got it on the first one. Yes.
Yep. You knew that.
I did. Marky Post was also on that show.
Harry.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Harry Anderson. What was
who played,
Bull's name?
I don't know Bull's name.
Richard Mole, I think, or something like that.
I don't know. Seemed like a neat guy.
Yeah.
How's John Larroquette?
He is 59.
Mitch?
55.
66.
Dang it.
Yeah.
He's trying. Oh, Cyndi Lauper.
Nope.
Oh.
First daughters, Barbara and Jenna Bush.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if they're twins or just have the same birthday.
I think they have the same birthday because I'm pretty sure they weren't twins.
I didn't think they were twins.
They don't look anything alike.
Well, it's called fraternal then.
Okay, so.
Wait, don't you have their ages there?
Yeah.
Are they the same
age? So are they the same age?
Oh, yeah. They're twins.
Okay. How are we going to guess this?
Amazing. I can't recover. That was awesome. 34.
30.
They're actually 32.
Dang it!
Ed O'Neill. Katie Sagal.
Now, I was going to play something from Anchorman on the album that I
what's
had.
What's your face? What's your face?
Christina.
But yes. everything I played, I was like, Will
that.
Ferrell, you can't say that can't on the
that.
Air, man.
Can't play that. Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate.
Who, of course, got her start on the new Fox Network back in the 80s.
Yep.
On...
Is it okay that my parents let me watch
children.
This every day?
I know, right?
I don't think
I
it
totally
was.
I watch the show. Yeah, not okay. Man, she is 36.
Christina Applegate, who also, by the way, is in Samantha Who and Anchorman. Is she going to be in Anchorman too?
I don't know.
She's 42.
Oh,
wait, what did you say?
43. Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't look.
You gotta remember how
Matthew,
old I am. I just remember being on the couch.
No.
Well, then I'm out.
Is no, you're it, not.
It's what's her face?
No, it's not.
Dang it. Baby, it's not baby.
Bueller.
Oh.
The red eye.
Also had a
commercial.
Game show called Win.
Ben Stein.
Yeah, Ben Stein.
That's right. Ben Stein.
He is 61.
And if you didn't put it together yet, he was the teacher on
yes.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I just watched this movie last week. 63.
I said 61.
He's 69.
Wow.
What was that documentary he had?
Expelled.
Yeah.
Talking about
that
the
was so funny.
That's pretty
intelligent
good.
Design.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Funny? You thought it was funny?
Yeah, because he just kept asking that one dude. He's like, so where did they come from before the crystals were on their back? And he's like, finally just like trapped him. It was so funny.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
That was just hilarious.
The English professor dude that believed in evolution?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Me neither. All right. Birthdays.
He's a prominent atheist, though.
Is it Amy Grant's birthday?
It is. Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday. Don't diss me! She dissed me.
Well, she thought, you know, she wondered what you were
She's
up to.
Here. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
Someday.
Oh, you know what?
Huh.
She has some Christmas music. Yeah.
Hey, since you're such a fan, how old is she?
Oh, no clue. Let's see. Okay. Heart in Motion came out. Let's see. She was. I'm gonna say she's. Gosh. I'm gonna say she is 53.
52.
Should we play just Christmas music?
No.
Who's right?
She's 53.
Yes.
Proud of you.
It's called mathematics.
I'm sorry she dissed you.
She did. And I even knew how old she was.
Okay, we gotta do this for Mateo, okay?
Okay.
Well, let's get up to the chorus. Oh, wait. There you go. Tennessee Christmas.
Yep, he's adding this song. But not by this artist.
No.
Okay.
Can I say who?
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Gonna have a good time.
Said, hey, man, can we play some Alabama for Christmas? Like, heck yeah, we can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the guys that I know of in Alabama love Jesus.
Yep.
It's cool they made some Christmas music. All right, forget that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Amy, though.
Yep.
Nice job. Oh, no, wait, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, look at this.
Percy Sledge.
Yeah.
Percy.
Yep.
Sledge.
Yep. Mitch, do you know what this is?
No, I don't.
Oh, you will in a second. Ready? Here you go. Steve-O?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Dude.
Percy Sledge.
Okay, I know who it is. I'm sorry.
Better recognize.
I do. This took a few seconds.
So good.
Can you tell I grew up with like Motown in my life?
Gosh. Okay, Percy Sledge.
Alrighty.
He is 64.
65.
73.
73.
Yeah.
What if he could still sing like this?
Man.
Gosh, oh, you gotta like that. Is, yeah. You gotta like that. All right, so on this date in what year, 36 top musicians gathered in Notting Hill, West London, England, studio and recorded Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, in order to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia.
1989.
94. Bono was on this, you know.
Yep.
Can you name all these guys?
Oh,
there goes
gosh,
Boy George.
No.
There's Boy.
Joey covered this, so I always just think of Joey.
I said 94.
I say, what did I say, 89?
Uh-huh.
89.
What did Mitch say?
94.
Oh, 84.
Aww.
Ah, there he is, George Michael. Yeah, all those guys from the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see what... what date we should do next. Okay, here you go. Ready, Steve-O?
Yep.
All right. On this date in what year, the first play-by-play broadcast of a football game was aired in College Station, Texas.
Wow.
Thus, the Texas A&M fight song. The game was between the University of Texas Longhorns and Texas A&M's Aggies in Austin.
Man. First ever... with
play-by-play broadcast, okay, of a football game.
1967.
What? Dang,
I don't know.
I was way off. If, I don't know. You might be right. 1970.
1920.
Gosh. Okay.
Well,
yeah. And he gets the ball, see? Yeah. And he's grabbing it up the field, see? He makes it up to that, see?
Oh, there
that's
you go.
Up to the right, see?
Sounded just like that. Yeah. Might. All right, so on this date, in what year, Alfred Noble patented dynamite?
Well, we know, thanks to villains in old Western movies trying to blow up bridges, it's been around since the 1800s at least. Thank you, curly mustache villains.
1874.
1891.
1867. Ah! Still over.
All right, so on this date in what year, Harrods department store in London stayed open 2 hours late so that the Beatles could Christmas shop.
Oh, wow. 1963.
1965. It was
1965.
Yes!
Oh, good job.
Nicely done. Did
Can
she
we
get
just,
that?
We were just no, going to play Beatles the... music. Okay. We're just okay for that. We tied.
So we have tied. Unless it's not over and one of us gets the next one.
That's true.
You can stop it now. It's okay.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You.
Was there any call-in or email or text birthdays? Anyone?
Nothing. Nope.
Anyone?
Nope.
We had some staff had birthdays over the last few days.
Oh,
okay,
yeah?
It's November 20th.
Taylor over in Parchments.
Oh, yeah,
had
Taylor.
A birthday on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, 23rd.
All right.
Happy birthday. And Gina over at Bible Island.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Hers is today.
Happy birthday.
And today, by the way, today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women.
Oh, good. Wow.
That's a good day to have.
Yeah. It is every day.
It's too bad you have to have a day like that.
Yeah. Right?
It's Parfait Day.
Right.
Which on occasion we know our friends over at Solomon's Porch put together.
They rock those.
Really good parfaits.
Yep.
Large enough to split.
Yeah.
They're huge.
And large enough to make someone go to the bathroom a lot if they're lactose intolerant.
All righty. And it's National Eat with a Friend Day.
That's sweet.
Yeah. If only I had a friend. That is all.
We're working on it, Stever.
Speaking of eating, coming up, we're going to talk about the five biggest mistakes made at Thanksgiving. So we're going to help you with your dinner plans before you got to make that gravy.
I'm so not excited. I am. Okay.
You are.
I'm excited about Thanksgiving. I'm not excited about sitting down and planning it.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Okay.
Also going to talk about GQ's least influential person of the year.
Least?
Yeah, they named one.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. Coming back, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
We're back.
Yeah, we are. Happy, what's today? Monday.
Monday.
It's that kind of week already. You ever getting like short timer syndrome?
Yeah.
Where you're like, we have a few days off later this week. I'm going to try really hard to work at all.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that where I'm like, oh, I can't believe it's Wednesday. Because it's not.
Yeah.
It's not Wednesday.
No, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Yep.
Cool.
We got a short week this week, but that's okay. I'm excited. Thanksgiving coming up this week, and of course, Christmas music hitting you in the face on Friday.
Yes, and I am so excited about that. You know what I'm not excited about?
What?
How many accidents there are on the road right now.
Yeah, let's take a quick peek at traffic, shall we?
There are no less than 5 accidents on the road of Albuquerque, and those are the ones reported. There's an accident on, as soon as I get there, Coors Highway 528. And there's also an accident on I-40 East at 12th Street. Which way? Is that east?
That way.
East?
Yeah.
There's also more accidents. I-40 East at Wantabo and I-40 East at Tramway. Sorry, this is really boring because this is really difficult.
There's a lot of traffic.
Another accident on I-25 north at Alameda. And, of course, that crazy... Wait, is that another accident? Road construction south at I-25 and Paseo. And that's it.
All right.
It's just a junk load of accidents. It's really congested. I-40 east at 12th Street. Very, very congested. It's like looks like a dead stop there. So
there you go.
There's your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. The roads are mostly clear, but still want to be careful. Yeah. It was a little slow going this morning, but not too bad.
Yeah.
The sky is blue. It's starting to clear up a little bit.
But that doesn't usually when the clouds disappear, isn't that when things start to really freeze? A little cold air. Nope.
Why not?
Sure.
I don't know.
Never mind. I'm making that up.
Some delays going on to report in Sandoval County. The 13th Judicial Court is on a 2-hour delay. First Judicial Court of Santa Fe opens up at 10. We know APS is on a 2-hour delay. Albuquerque Preschool Cooperative opens up at 12:30. Albuquerque Christian School opening up at noon. The Albuquerque Academy is on a 2-hour delay. There's a huge list of delays, so we can post this to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, there's some closures as well. Gallup Head Start is closed. Grant's Head Start is closed. So a lot of delays. Some closures, not many, but as I said, we can post this entire list at our Facebook page.
Nice. I will do that.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you're curious about Calvary campus, we're normal schedule today.
Open.
Yeah.
Because the roads really aren't that
minus
bad.
Those who got hit hard in those areas. I guess there's certain areas that were hit hard.
Truth, so yeah.
They get a pass. Static!
Morning, guys. I got another birthday for you.
Yeah? All right.
Hey, this is Mark the Bus Rider.
Hi. Bus Rider Mark.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Happy birthday!
Wait.
Let's guess.
29.
No. 31.
Oh, I'm 24.
Oh, you're younger than me.
You just sound so mature on the phone.
You really threw me off.
That's my deep voice, yeah, you know.
Really threw me off.
Yeah.
And I'm a twin, so that's a third.
You have a twin?
Set of twins. Wow. Yeah.
You ride the bus, so you're like conscious of the environment. Like, I just thought so many reasons why you were older, because you just seem so mature.
Yes, on the inside, I'm not old.
There you go. You're a mature 24.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bus Rider Mark.
Yeah.
Can we play a song or something for your birthday?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you want to play the song I like. It's a really long song.
It's a really long song?
Is it Finn?
No, it's As I Lay Dying. Or no, this is my deathbed. That's it.
Oh, Deathbed Reliant K. Yep. We can do that for you. It's your birthday.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, man.
That's a great song.
Have a great birthday.
Okay, I was going to say you guys too. But
yes!
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. In about 3 months.
I did that this weekend, and I got so mad, I immediately said something to the person. Because somebody brought out our food, and they said, enjoy your food. And I said, you too. Ah! No! Because you're not having food. So at some point later, when you're having food, think of me and enjoy your food. I really did that.
I may have seen Hunger Games Catching Fire twice this weekend. And both times. Enjoy your movie. You too. Nope, just kidding.
Static.
What up, dude?
Shane!
How are you, brother?
Oh, dude. Can't complain. The weather is beautiful. I got a solid 2 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, so what happened?
Little Broads has molars coming in or something because he had a high fever. So we were playing the Motrin Tylenol game last night. Where
Daddy bounce you.
Yeah, where, you know, every 3 hours plus he would wake up and we'd hang out and go, okay, it's about to hit 4 hours. We can give him Motrin now. Okay.
Oh, poor little
one
dude.
Of those, yes.
That's a tough time, man. It's been a long time since we went through it, but it's always really tough.
Yes.
Listen, man, I'm gonna ask you guys to do me a favor. I got a dear friend of mine came into town.
Yeah.
And he's starting his life over.
All right.
And so I'm just kind of reaching out to the Static audience, man, and to anybody that might want to help out, looking for a job and looking for a place and needs a lot of prayer. You know, best friend passed away, dad passed away, just got off drugs, just got out of prison. So everything going upward from there.
Yeah.
Great guy. From a solid family and really working hard at it. So if anybody in the Static audience has any leads in the Albuquerque area and would like to help out, we'd really appreciate it.
What's his area of expertise?
You name it. I mean, the guy seriously is, you know, he worked on the Alaskan pipelines. He can weld, he can build, he can, you know, he can do tongue and groove carpentry, furniture, you name it. I mean, really electrical, whatever.
There you go.
He has done it. So, Yeah, and he's got all his own tools and all that good stuff, so.
Nice.
Will you be my agent, too?
Dude, I love you, man. I am your agent. I'm always in your
yeah,
corner,
you
baby.
Are. You know that, huh? I know. I love you.
Hey, if you get a chance, dude, and it's not too big a deal, man, a little social distortion this morning would really, really help me out.
Some social D, we can do that.
Dude, I love you guys,
love
man.
Love you, too, Shane.
God bless you. Later.
Phone lines are jammed. What happened?
I don't know.
I'm going to answer one more.
Go for it.
Static.
Hey, it's Cab Driver.
Cab Driver.
Hey.
Hey, speaking of how you guys were like, oh, enjoy your dinner. Oh, you too? I went on a job interview, and the manager came up. She's like, hi, Kelly, I'm Brandon. I was like, hi, Kelly. I was like, hi, I'm Brandon. How you doing, Kelly? So I, like, reintroduced myself. I was like, no!
It's okay.
Dang
it's
it.
Okay. Nerves.
Yeah, hey, can you guys play Least of These? You haven't played that in a while.
Dude, you know what? We can play some Least of
Joyful
These.
Joyful Noise?
Of course.
Well... Good. Glad we got that cleared up.
Glad that worked out. There you go.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Well,
duh. Obviously.
Sorry.
Hey, it's time for question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I got a good one this morning. I was pretty excited when I saw this. I found a list of things everyone needs to start making time for again. The lost art of making time for awesome things. So, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Things everyone should start making time for again. Savoring time to do absolutely nothing. When was the last time you got to do absolutely nothing? Wait, what am I talking? You do that all the time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yesterday.
Take a cue from pre-industrialized society and cultures that enjoy siestas and long drawn out sit-down teas that serve no other purpose than to spend time enjoying the time you have.
I did that yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Man. It's good times right there.
It really was. Siesta time galore.
Getting to sit down and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that, actually, this is biblical right here. Number two. Thinking before responding.
Dude.
We were just talking about that. The U2. Yeah. Hey, U2. Ah, ah.
Yeah.
No.
We become too conditioned to require things immediately. Someone asks a question, we have to respond to that very second. Such was not the case before instant messaging and comment threads. A sign of true intelligence and confidence is someone who takes time to consider the question at hand in a little more depth and then offers a response. I like that.
You know, I really think that's super important. I was thinking about how, what if we could teleport places?
Okay.
So I want to go to the mall right now.
Right.
And I can teleport.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to go because half the fun is getting there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't go anywhere. Why? I'm just kidding. I don't want to go to the mall. I really want to go to Australia right now.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Except it's like a few thousand dollars to get there.
Exactly.
How is half the fun?
No,
have
half the fun
ever
is getting
on
there.
An airplane oh, and gosh. Having to go overseas.
You are ruining everything.
I would love to.
I really
want
to go out to eat right now. Except my favorite.
Yeah, but when you get hungry,
stop it!
And you just want to eat, man, you don't want to be in the car in traffic because then you get hangry. I would teleport.
Oh my gosh!
Am I ruining
You're
this for
ruining
you?
Ruining everything. I really want to go to an arcade right now.
Oh, well then just sit on the couch and play video games. Oh, that's the purpose of having a video game machine.
I'm sorry, you have it all figured out.
I do. I really do. Things everyone should start making time for again. Question of the day. What is something everyone should start making time for again? On this list, we've got cooking a nice meal just for the sake of doing so. It really trains you to defy your need for instant gratification and, of course, puts you in touch with something that's very human and can be lovely if done right. This next one I actually did yesterday, and it was funny to see the response. Getting really dressed up for no other reason than just wanting to. Yesterday for church, I wore like slacks and I had a really nice button-up shirt and I wore a vest. Like, I got super dressed up yesterday mm-hmm. and got to church, and everybody was asking what the occasion was. Is somebody getting baptized today? Are you guys dedicating? No, you already did that. Why are you so dressed up? That's what everybody was asking me.
And he just
at
wanted
church,
to be dressed up.
No less.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I just felt like dressing up and looking nice for church today.
I don't ever dress up for church.
Yeah. I don't either. That's why I was like, you know what? I'm going for it today.
Just did it.
But it was funny because everybody thought it was awkward. Like, everybody was just wondering why I was dressed up.
I remember when I was younger, this reminds me of, it was summertime, and my mom was making a cake.
Okay.
My mom made cakes when it was birthday time.
Right.
And so it's summer, and I'm like, why are you making a cake? And she's like, because I want to. I'm like, is it my birthday?
Right.
And she's like, no. I'm like, is it my brother's birthday? She's like, yeah, sure. And I ran. I'm like, Kenny, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. And she just wanted me to go away. But right. I just really thought if you're going to make a cake, it must be someone's birthday.
Yeah.
Conditioned to really just think it has to happen for a specific reason.
Dude, question of the day. What's one thing everyone should start making time for again? Static.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
The thing that I always thought about and my daughter just mentioned was there's no more a real Thanksgiving where everything is closed and yet everybody comes together as a family and yeah. actually sits down.
Yeah, agreed. Totally uh-huh. agree.
Yeah, and it's also like Black Friday, you know, it's like not Thanksgiving cooking turkey. It's more like go to bed early. We're going shopping tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
You're supposed to nap occasionally, like randomly throughout the day, not go to bed early.
No, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
You just
I
enjoy
agree.
Football on the couch all day is what you do.
See, exactly. We could enjoy the Cowboys playing.
Oh.
Of course.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you guys know.
There
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
We are definitely doing that this year. Thanks, Mom Fernando. Love
yeah,
you.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, like, dude.
Why would I? No.
No, thanks. I'm not a Black Friday shopper. I don't care. So that's exactly what we're doing this year. We are hanging out. We're enjoying the family time that we have together and just kicking it at home. Hopefully the snow kicks up.
I hope so. Maybe.
Got a list of things everyone should start making time for again. It's the question
right.
of the day. What's something everyone should start making time for?
A few friends called me up the other day and like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, yeah, sure. What do you want to do? And they said, let's go for a walk. And I thought, what?
What? Where are we going?
We could just watch a movie.
Yeah. Actually, I had friends over last night, and that was the very thing that we did. We ended up watching a movie, but it was fun because we didn't know what we were going to do before they showed up.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, hey, let's watch a movie. Let's hang out. And we got to, like, old school style rent a movie together.
Yeah.
Like back in the day when you'd go to the video store and take half an hour to just try and find a movie.
That was so much fun. See,
except
that
we just
was
did
fun.
That online. And so,
but
yeah.
don't tell me that you don't miss trekking all the way to like Hastings or Hollywood
right.
Video and being like, ooh, so many options. What
right.
am I going
to
get?
Well, I will say this. The one good thing about just being able to do that at home last night, we could watch previews. I don't know what this one's about. I don't know. Let's watch a preview. And then like 20 seconds in, we're like, nope, not that one. Okay, cool. And so we picked a movie and we watched a movie none of us had seen together. And it was just fun hangout
amazing.
Time. Yeah, I loved it. Things everyone should start making time for again. This one I think is super important. Books. Like actual hard copy books that
for
you
real.
Can scribble notes in, mark off sections of, smell ink through, hear the sound of turning pages and bending spines while you read. Reading a real book.
That's so important.
Nowadays it's all iPad. It's all on your phone or wherever.
Not me.
Yeah.
I have a bookcase still.
Yeah, exactly. I still
so
prefer
necessary.
Old books. I love the smell of a good book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. So, Mom Fernando just mentioned this one. Celebrating things with long multiple course dinners. We hold for people as opposed to just drinking yourself into oblivion, unfortunately. At least that's what this says. I can't wait for Thanksgiving.
Me either.
It's going to be fun. Half the family, though, is gone. So, you know, this year a lot of people chose, you know.
It's going to be super chill.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what? We're going to have Thanksgiving at our house. People can come and go if they want to. Mm-hmm. We're just going to stay home. We're going to watch some football. We'll have food all day. And you come and go.
You know, I am all about making holidays the least stressful thing possible. Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise people are like, well, what are we going to do? When is so-and-so going to be here? What am I bringing? And I'm like, you know what? Just show up.
Yeah, just show up.
It'll be cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're doing this year. I love that attitude. Static!
Hello! Dude, how about just sitting at the table having dinner with the whole family?
Yes,
something
dude.
We should reinstate.
You know what I mean? Because it's like the kids, the one's at the computer, one's watching TV or on the coffee table, and one's eating at the bar, and...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, when's the last time? I can't even remember the last time we all sat down and had dinner together.
Do it, man. That's one thing that we hold very dear at the Jeter household.
That's super important. We used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their chair. This is where each person sits. And we just hang out, and dinner time is dinner time. How was your day?
Mm-hmm.
So Chrissy makes
it
a point every day to ask, what was your favorite part about your day? To each kid.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Luke's answer is always, getting to see you. And then she says, what was your second favorite part of the day? And then he tells what his actual favorite part of the day was. I love it.
That's funny.
It's
right
so
on, man.
Right on, man.
All right. Later. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Pool boy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Got a list of things everyone should start making time for again. I feel like this is a fitting song. It was a request.
It's so perfect. We're going to go cry now.
Song's called Deathbed. Yeah. Let's go rethink our lives.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough. We're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
Guys, watch out. There's traffic everywhere.
Yeah.
Things are happening. There's obviously your construction work, normal construction work on Paseo North at Jefferson and I-25. It's really, really congested all the way over there, reduced to like single lanes.
Yeah, it's
both
only
going to
be happening for like the next 7 years.
So get used to it. No big deal. There's an accident, I-25 North at Alameda. It happened at around 6 a.m. and apparently it's still there.
Hmm.
So, kind of a big deal. There's another accident on Coors, Highway 528. And another accident, Coors South at Irving. That one's brand spanking new. Just happened at 7:30. So expect a lot of congestion. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Congestion right there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And yeah.
Good morning.
It's Christmas time, but not. But it feels like it because there's snow on the ground. It's crazy cold outside, so make sure you bundle up. Allegedly, it's going to get warmer.
Don't tell me that.
So with that, we found a list of things everyone should start making time for again. You know, what with the 2-hour delay for APS.
Yeah.
Maybe you have some extra time today.
Yeah.
I found a pretty good list.
All right, go for it.
All right. This was a good one. We haven't mentioned this. Stopping to talk to people throughout the day. Connecting with someone genuinely.
Right. Not, hey, how are you? Good? Good.
Yeah. Dude, interaction is not only vitally important, but it's becoming increasingly less common.
So true.
So turning the phones off, went out to dinner, learning not to spend all of our time documenting whatever we're doing for social media.
Right.
It often takes away from the experience itself. This weekend, there's a block of time where I walked upstairs, plugged my phone in, and just left it in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was like,
what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Who? Oh, man. What if somebody texted me? What if somebody's called? What if there's an emergency? I'm at home with my family. Who cares? And then a few hours later, went upstairs, and guess how many phone calls or texts I had?
Is it depressing?
It's pretty depressing. None!
None. Oh. Yeah.
None, and I didn't miss it at all. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to start doing that more and more because I did get to enjoy family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe plug in the phone a few hours early. Maybe you have a cutoff time and say, okay, it's either dinner time or whatever. You just put the phone away completely. Because for some reason, I think we feel like we have to have it at all times.
Here's the thing. Here's what's happening to me lately, and it's really embarrassing. So I go to check Instagram. And then I go to check Facebook, and then I go to check Twitter, and then I put my phone down, and I'm like, man, I don't think I've checked Instagram in a while. And I go back to Instagram, and I'm like, I just saw that picture.
Yeah.
They only posted that 5 minutes ago. It's been less than 5 minutes since I saw that. Dang.
Yeah.
Need to really put it away and go do something else in
Absolutely.
My life.
I had a game that I deleted off the phone because it was like a time waster. So I don't know. Maybe evaluate what you got on your smartphone and how you're using it.
Mm-hmm.
Things everyone should start making time for again. I like this one, although I don't know how possible it is, traveling by train.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've only traveled by train once, and it was only to Santa Fe.
Yeah. Or they say, or if that's not possible, at least exploring places that you pass every day, especially if you live in a big city. There's always little hidden gems around that you won't believe you've lived by without seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come across something that's like, oh, this is like 3 blocks away. I never knew this was here.
Right. Well, you go to another city and you're like, whoa, this is so cool, because all you're doing is looking out the window and mm-hmm. trying to find another place to eat or go to and hang out. And then here, we don't ever look at anything. Like, what? Like, when I got my wisdom teeth pulled, I think I was really, really vigilant. I was looking out the window like, when did that car place get there? Kelly's like, it's been there for years. Like, what?
Yeah.
I was just looking. Yeah. It was a whole new world to me.
Yeah. Things everyone should start making time for again. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question of the day. What's something that everyone should start making time for?
Luke agrees with us. He says, enjoying a real social life by spending at least half the time they do on social networks with an actual person.
There you go. I like that.
Diane says, family game night.
Those are
Dude,
awesome.
Those are yeah. so fun. The only family game we really play is HeroScape. If you've
never played it.
It's so fun. And basically, I just play Lord of the Rings music next to the board game. It's really interactive. It's a lot of fun.
See, that's something that's on this list, actually. Just sitting and listening to music. When was the last time you just sat around listening to music? This weekend, Chrissy put on some jazz.
Mm.
And for a couple hours, we just...
listened to jazz.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Hung out and rocked some jazz and... it was soothing. Mm-hmm. It was cool. And so, yeah, there's so many simple things that we could do to make time for that we don't. So there's the question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's just before 8. We have to take a quick break. Coming back, we'll talk more about this, your Facebook comments, and your phone calls.
Hey.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Happy Monday, people.
Hey.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Okay.
Steve and Mitch.
We have an update.
We have an update.
For APS, East Mountain Schools.
That's right. East Mountain Schools are now closed.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot more snow up over there.
APS is still on a 2-hour delay, but if it's an APS East Mountain School, it is now closed.
Closed. So it's like Roosevelt Middle School, East Mountain High School.
That's all you. I have no idea.
I think that includes Manzano. I might be wrong. Pretty sure, though.
There you go.
Good
question
morning.
Of the day at Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Things everyone should start making time for again.
What?
It's Monday. I was thinking about things that people need to make time for, like fun games at home or things that you could do as a family. And then I remembered Mad Libs are always fun to do at home with the family. And then I remembered it's Monday. And then I remembered that we normally do Mad Libs on Monday, and we totally failed.
No, we didn't. We didn't. There's still time to fix this.
Yeah. So in case you're curious, this is what it looks like. Failure. Yeah. So,
in fact, in honor of what happened today,
yeah,
today's Mad Lib is titled More Great Excuses for Tardiness.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, the world is on a 2-hour delay. Maybe we'll just be on that 2-hour delay as well. So, you know, that's what happens when it snows. Everybody forgets everything. You're on a 2-hour delay. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
You know.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Are we doing this now?
Yeah, let's take a quick peek at traffic, and then it is Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700.
Still accidents everywhere. There's an accident on Coors and Paseo. Looks like it's affecting both ways of traffic, as well as another accident, Coors South at Irving. And that same accident, apparently it's still there. I-25 north at Alameda, and crazy construction work all over Paseo right by I-25 and Jefferson, so watch out. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And hey, if you're on a 2-hour delay, come get some coffee. Because
hey,
that's what I did this morning, and it's wonderful.
Yes.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
I can't believe we forgot Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. It's Monday. It snowed. My baby's got a fever. I was up all night. Excuses, excuses, excuses.
I'm never here on Mondays this time, so that's why I forgot about it.
It is Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700, if you'd like to hang out with us and rock a Mad Lib today.
I need your words.
Yeah.
More great excuses for tardiness.
Okay, that's a
person
good one.
In room first name Steve-O.
Okay,
that's you.
So I'm in the Mad Lib immediately.
Yeah, you have to be.
Okay.
Another person first
that's you.
Name. Okay,
Mitch, that's you. 505-338-3700. The phone number. It's 505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in, be part of Mad Lib Monday.
Give me a number.
Or prove to me why we shouldn't do these. 338. How's that? 338. That's a number. 338-3700. Phone number.
Call us now for Mad Lib Monday. Now is a good time to call.
Well, see, the people that care about Mad Lib Monday are still like slowly waking up because they're on a 2-hour delay.
So, true.
Yeah, don't
what time
care.
Does Mad Lib Monday usually happen?
7:30.
Dude! They're all at work now.
No bigs.
Oh, I'm so mad at you right now.
No bigs.
Here's I'm so mad at you.
So we have the question of the day at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's things everyone should start making time for again. Apparently, Mad Lib Monday should be one of those things that everybody should start making time for again.
Mm-hmm.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
What if I just did the Mad Lib from these words right here?
Maybe you should.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Adjective. What's an adjective? It's a thing, okay.
It's a describing word.
Study.
That's not a describing
Studying.
Word.
Studying.
What?
What's, I don't know.
Wow.
I quit.
Things everyone should start making time for again. It's the question of the day. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. And of course, Mad Lib Monday. We'll do it right now. Static!
Hey. Creepy Caleb.
Hey, Creepy.
Hey. Okay, I need two things from you. I need an adjective.
All right.
And an animal once you get there.
Slaughtered jackalope.
Slaughtered. Do those two go together?
They can.
Okay.
Oh, man. Thanks, Creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
505-338-3700. Call us for Mad Lib Monday because we need your words. So far, we have slaughtered and jackalope. I need an adjective. I need a part of the body. Be thinking about that one.
Adjective, Creepy.
Okay.
Because Creepy just called in, and that's definitely an adjective.
I need a plural noun, another noun, a verb, a noun, an adjective, another noun, and an adjective.
Wow. You need a lot of stuff. Yeah. All right. Static.
Hi, what is that?
An adjective.
Big.
Big.
And a part of the body.
Toe.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks. Good morning. Bye.
You too. That's going to have to be plural.
Static.
Good morning. What do you guys need?
A plural noun.
How about dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs. Okay.
Always important.
Yes.
Dinosaurs.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
it's
more.
It's Mad Monday.
Did you? Oh, you haven't gone to see Catching Fire yet.
No, I have
There's
not.
There's this really dumb movie that has been made that I don't know. I'm wondering if Mateo will like it because it's all about dinosaurs, but it's like a Disney.
Oh, is it that Walking with Dinosaurs
or
whatever?
Yeah, it looks so dumb.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Ugh.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to fall for that.
Why?
Because it's just so dumb looking.
It's so sounding. Dumb looking.
And sounding.
Are you kidding me right
338-3700. Give us a call. For Mad Lib Monday, I need a noun, an adjective, another noun, another adjective. I need a noun and an adjective and a verb, past tense.
A noun, archer.
Archer?
Yeah.
Why? What?
Like an archer.
Catching fire. Yep.
Yeah.
I know you're.
There you go. There's your noun.
Into, okay, archer. Yep. That's exactly
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, it's Brian.
Hey. Okay, I need an adjective.
Adjective. Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. And I need a verb past tense.
Is squatted a verb past tense?
Please put that. Squatted. Squatted.
Yes.
Wouldn't it just be squat? No.
No, it's squatted.
You squatted?
You squatted down?
I guess
you squat
so.
Down?
Gosh,
you,
that's just
you
a...
You squit down?
Now I'm confused.
I know.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a good day.
You too. Man. All right, a few more. 505-338-3700.
Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, kiddo.
I wanted to call in from Mad Lib.
Okay.
Mad.
Okay. We need a noun.
We do need a noun.
Pizza.
Pizza's a noun.
Okay. pizza.
And pizza.
We need, can you give me one more noun?
You can do it. Think of something outlandish.
Okay. Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
Were you watching Ninja Turtles this morning? You came up with pizza and Ninja Turtles?
Right.
I don't know. I came up with the idea from those drawings in our room.
Oh, there you go.
And they're staring at your walls.
Oh, Ninja Turtle.
Pizza.
Beautiful. Love you, kiddo.
Love you.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye. That dude.
Yes.
Static.
Hey, good morning, guys. What do you need?
Good morning. We need a really good noun.
How about a chili relleno?
That's a good one.
Okay.
I like it.
And bye. Thank you. Chili, how do you spell relleno? Got it. I got it. I'm from
you
New Mexico.
It.
I got it.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Yes.
Relleno.
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 Yes.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We need
I need one more word.
Perfect.
And the person who calls now is going to get so much respect and adoration from me.
Why?
They're not going to be able to handle it.
Really?
Because it's the last word.
Static.
Hey, give me a word.
Adjective.
Oh. Stinky.
Stinky.
Stinky. Love and adoration poured out onto you. Thank you.
Boom. There you go. Thank you.
There you
All
go.
Right. Are we ready to do this?
Are you ready?
Oh, am I reading it?
I can read one and you could read one because there are two.
Oh, there's two little mini ones.
Yeah.
Okay. More great excuses for tardiness. I feel like we need like good music here.
We do.
Let's go some Billy Idol. That's okay. Always good music. Dear Principal, I'm sorry to have to tell you that my creepy son, Steve-O, will be unable to attend your slaughtered school this week as he has caught a case of the jackalope pox. The big doctor says that it will be 338 weeks before he is healthy and back on his toes again. Ah, that made sense.
That made sense.
Boo.
Okay.
Made sense.
Oh, no. Okay. Dear math teacher, I was driving Mitch to school when the dinosaurs failed and my car crashed into an archer.
Yep.
By the time the tow pizza finally arrived and the fuzzy mechanic squatted the chili Riano and recharged the Ninja Turtle, we had missed your stinky class.
What does that mean? Gross, man.
Let me read that last one.
Nope.
By the time the tow pizza finally arrived and the fuzzy mechanic squatted the chili Riano and recharged the Ninja Turtle, we had missed your stinky class.
That is the weirdest Mad Lib sentence I think we've ever heard on this show. Amazing.
Great job.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
The weather of Albuquerque is so confused.
The weather outside is frightful.
It works so well. It is so frightful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was good. What I mean is that it's like sunny over there.
Yeah.
And then it's really dreary looking over here.
That's weird, right? It's New Mexico.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome.
Welcome to the 505.
Speaking of welcoming people to the 505, December 2nd, that's a week from today.
Yes, it is.
The Lots will be back.
Yay.
Mateo, my normal co-host, and his bride, Dawn, making the move from Nashville. So driving their home, everything, their cat, their car.
What do you have in your house already for the cat?
It's a pheromone something. It looks like, okay, you know one of those
like
little...
Like plug it in.
Yeah, you plug it in and it like emits stuff.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Apparently, there's this thing in our home that emits pheromones to make it calm for the cat when it gets here.
That's so weird. But don't they need that at their home right now?
No.
In the apartment?
No, it's so that it doesn't get stressed out and start clawing on everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we just, you know, bought that couch.
Yeah, right?
So,
I don't see any stress right now. That was not stress that I was seeing.
We're good.
No, we have we had a nicer couch, and now the arm of it is just like shreds. But we also have leather. You don't.
Yeah, I don't.
So,
I don't.
That was really upsetting.
Be praying for them as they are traveling all the way from Tennessee to Albuquerque.
Yes, it's a long drive, especially in a U-Haul or
packing
whatever they
up
have.
The life and moving to Albuquerque.
Yep.
Yeah, big old U-Haul.
Is it?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yes.
Ah, relief.
So, if there's one meal that you get nervous about, it's Thanksgiving.
Truth.
Family, everybody's coming over. They're hungry.
Yeah.
The purpose is the meal.
Right? That's like what they're legitimately there for.
Yeah, it's not Christmas where it's like presents and meal and everything. No, no, Thanksgiving is all about the meal.
Maybe we should change that.
So I found the 5 biggest mistakes made at Thanksgiving and how to remedy that.
Okay.
Trying to help people out.
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's some quick fixes for some mistakes. Number one, your turkey is still frozen.
Dude, I'm stressing out about that right now.
Really? Okay.
Because I have not bought the turkey yet,
yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be okay.
Okay.
By Thursday, when I should go buy that today. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. You probably should. You haven't bought a turkey yet?
No.
You know, there's like a shortage of turkeys. This
yeah.
Year. Okay. Just thinking, like, maybe at some.
Here's
point.
Here's some deli meat.
We go prime rib roast. We don't do turkey actually for Thanksgiving.
So smart.
Or anything really.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's good. Turkey's still frozen. Here's the thing. If you've dutifully preheated the oven, taken the turkey from the fridge, got it ready, and it's a frozen bowling ball, here's what you need to do. A, breathe.
Hug it.
Yes. Don't,
hug it.
No.
Hug the turkey. No, like gross. A new girl when she hugs the turkey.
No. 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 That is disgusting.
Do you remember that episode?
Yes. She's that's disgusting. No, that's not what you want to do. You want to do something much cooler than that. You fill a basin or a large bin with cool water, 40 degrees or below.
Cool water.
Cool water. Keep it wrapped in its plastic, enough to cover the bird, right? So you got it wrapped in plastic. You fill the basin or large bin with cold water. Mm-hmm. Change the water every 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You just throw that bird in the water. A 12-pound bird takes about 4 hours to defrost this way.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't have 4 hours, use this method for 2 hours. Then carefully carve up the thawing bird. Place it in plastic bags and cover it with water. It speeds up the process. But that's still...
I really feel like hugging it is going to work.
Just prepare, okay? Just extra hours. Don't hug it. That's... Okay, number two. Five biggest mistakes made at Thanksgiving. The stuffing is too dry.
Water. Milk.
Most pro cooks do not stuff the bird, as that can result in a dried up turkey and undercooked stuffing.
See, I didn't know that. And I did that last 2 years ago, and it turned out amazing.
Yeah, okay. So you don't want to add water to it. That's actually a common mistake.
Whoopsies.
Adding water to it because you think, oh, well, I just got to...
Some of the broth nice then from
in.
The turkey?
Hey, here we go. If you take out the stuffing from the oven and it's super dry, add half a cup of chicken or vegetable broth to it.
Sting!
Drizzle it with a little melted butter or olive oil. Mm. You cover it tightly with foil and you bake that for 20 more minutes.
All right.
You're welcome. That
nice.
Sounds delicious.
I'm so hungry.
Number three, the gravy's too thin.
Flour.
While some make lumpy gravy, just strain the lumps out before serving. Some make gravy as thick as cake batter.
So gross.
You just have to add broth and whisk it to thin that. Many complain that the gravy is watery and not rich tasting. The answer, add a thickener like a cornstarch water slurry and whisk it in slowly. You can boil it down.
Isn't that called a roux?
R-O-U.
Got nope.
me.
X. Okay,
got
cool.
me. You boil it down to thicken it slightly more just before serving. There you go.
Nice.
Here's an
Thank
easy
you.
One. If you forget to buy a pie shell and the stores are closed, here's a really simple thought. Make one.
What?
It's three
That's
ingredients.
That's possible?
Three ingredients.
That's possible?
Butter, flour, and salt. And then you can have a three-year-old roll it out. I mean, it's simple.
Yeah.
So, and if you have a child there, if you really
and
do
they
have
taste
a three-year-old,
so good.
You can blame the three-year-old if it doesn't come out exactly perfect. Say, hey.
It's okay.
Come on. Brody did this.
Yeah. Guys, a little bit of grace here. That was Brody.
Yeah.
That was his work.
Exactly. Or you can try this. Crush cookies, add a little melted butter, and form a pie crust in a pan. You can make a fruit filling and create a crumble topping, flour, sugar, and butter together. Or cook the pumpkin pie filling in the pan and serve it topped with whipped cream. Like Greek yogurt or ice cream style.
I just feel like at this time of year, everybody has butter, flour, and water in their house.
Right.
And so that crust filling should not be a problem.
There you go.
Or crust, whatever it is, not the filling.
One of the biggest mistakes made at Thanksgiving, not enough food made.
Right.
Besides getting all the hot food on the table at the same time, not having enough is the other most common nightmare for a host. If you have a slew of uninvited guests or a pack of hungry teenagers demolishing everything in sight, your freezer and pantry will be your Thanksgiving meal savior.
That's never happened to me.
Check it. Extra bread, cut it into logs, or use cookie cutters to cut out shapes. Butter each or drizzle with olive oil and sprinkle with Parmesan cheese. You can pop it in the oven for about 10 minutes. Or if you have half a dozen eggs, you can whisk them with 1.5 cups of milk. Pour into a pie pan, sprinkle with some cheese, and bake for 30 minutes. Make a fast little quiche there
like
for your...
quiche, okay.
Yeah. Boom!
Dang.
Extra stuff! Oh, gosh. I see what you did there. Five biggest mistakes made at Thanksgiving. You're welcome.
Yep.
Anyways.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving this Thursday.
I'm excited, man.
I'm a little nervous about the shortage of turkeys.
What?
Because I still have not bought my turkey just yet.
I feel like you should do that.
I feel like today's the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Monday.
Watch out! I'm coming for the turkeys.
It's like 3 days away.
Ah, junk.
Yeah.
I should be defrosting it by now.
Yeah. Okay. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static Radio.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hey. It's just before 9 o'clock.
Happy Monday. It is the Monday that feels like it's a Wednesday because it's already technically Wednesday if you have Thursday off. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
It does. It does. It's That's a little good. Difficult to follow, but it's like those movies you walk out of and you're like, I think I understood that.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. It is a short week. Thanksgiving coming up Thursday. I'm looking forward to it, man, which means Christmas music is right around the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Got
I have been on a roll with Christmas music.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's good.
Getting it
Should
all ready.
Always have time for Christmas music.
Always have time for Christmas music. But is Christmas music okay on Thanksgiving Day? Because it's
it
like
it should be.
Okay.
I feel like it's time already. Mm-hmm. I've been playing it in the background, you know, because I'm just ready for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree.
I don't want to skip Thanksgiving, but I feel like since there's no Thanksgiving music.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's Thanksgiving's own fault for not having music.
I'm going to write a Thanksgiving record and make a lot of money.
I don't know. You know who we should put to that?
Huh.
We need to contact the Hammer. I feel like he could really do justice to that.
Oh, he probably could. Yeah. It's about right.
Okay.
Need some Thanksgiving music because it's already the holiday season. We got Thanksgiving coming up. We walked into SoPo this morning and there was a huge Merry Christmas banner. I was like, hey.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Get stepped on.
Speaking of contacting specific artists.
Yeah.
We contacted the Beautiful Gallows.
We did.
Because they've been getting requests galore.
Yeah, and people have been asking where they can find their music. So looks like we're going to be teaming up with those guys.
Yeah.
So we'll have details on that in the coming weeks.
The Beautiful Gallows.
Yeah. Working on new music and trying to get those guys in studio for an interview. We'll see how it goes. So we posted this link on our Facebook page. And by posted this link, I meant we asked a question and did not post a link.
No link.
Of things everyone should start making time for again. We wanted to know what's something that you think everyone needs to make time for. We found a pretty good list.
Yeah.
So they include savoring time to do nothing, thinking about things before you respond to something, cooking a nice meal just for the sake of doing it,
mm-hmm.
getting really dressed up for no other reason than just wanting to, which sometimes can backfire. Like yesterday, I did that, and I kept getting questions like... people thought it was either like funeral or there was a special thing going on at church, like baptism or something. Like people couldn't believe that I just wanted to look nice.
Like, no, there's no baptism going on today?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just, yeah, we're at service. I'm just excited to be here.
So are you going out to eat after this?
Okay. In fact, the second I got home because of that,
like,
I just went blah, stripped down and put like PJ pants on. I was like, this is my day. This is what I'm doing.
Right. The only time I ever get to really get dressed up on is Saturday, and people are like, you look so nice. I'm like, thanks, I had 3 hours. Right. So.
Things everyone should start making time for again. It's question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got some.
Yeah. Bill says responding to texts and emails. It's funny that we are on social media all the time. And the thing is, I know you're looking at your phone all the time.
Right.
I know you see it. So respond to my text message. Not 27 minutes later. Just respond.
Yeah. But
No. Just respond. And emails. That's funny.
So yesterday we were on our way to church and Chrissy asked me to send off a text to like the worship team letting them know, you know, here's how the roads are. We're on our way now type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that. I immediately pull my phone out and right.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 3 minutes later, she looks at me and says, did you send that text? And I said, what do you mean? I did immediately. Well, you never responded to me. And I said, I was 3 feet away from you. I pulled my phone out immediately.
You didn't say okay?
I didn't say okay. I just pulled my phone. Ugh. She asked me to do something, and I immediately did it.
Yes, but it would be good to know that she's been heard.
Ah.
So.
I just pulled my phone out and started doing it, and she thought maybe I was playing a video game or checking Instagram or doing
the
thousand things
that
I normally do.
That is a patient woman. Because
yes.
I'd have been like, did you hear me? So is that a yes or no?
Yeah. No, I sent it, like, immediately. But apparently, because I didn't say I had sent it immediately,
didn't count.
I was like, "Oh yeah, sorry." Jared already got back to me, and Missy's already said something too. So,
wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Bad.
You know what?
Yeah.
At least you did it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hey.
Good job, you.
I'm progressing.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
You're getting there, one step at a time.
Exactly.
Don't look at the whole picture. One step at a time.
Almost there. I've almost got it. 11 years of marriage. Almost.
Yes. I am so proud of you. Matt,
what do people say?
On Facebook says POG tournaments.
Oh my God.
Making time for that. Totally.
So important.
Tasha says family. That's good.
Yeah.
David says Taco Tuesday.
Yes. Bringing back themed dinners.
Yes.
It's a really good idea.
Friday was always pizza night.
Really?
Tuesday, I guess that could be Taco Tuesday, but Friday every night, every week in my house was pizza growing up.
Okay. I like that.
And Thieb says work, making time for work.
Yeah.
Okay, Thieb.
No.
I already read this one, but I'll read it again. Enjoying a real social life by spending at least half the time they do on social networks with an actual person.
Yeah, see, I think that's pretty important. On this list of things everyone should start making time for again, there's one that says making sure relationships are actually based on time spent with one another. People seem to be sustaining them through digital means with increasing frequency, and we can understand how that's important if it's temporarily long distance. But in general, physically being with people is the only thing that will give you that sense of human connectedness. Mm-hmm. So actually being with someone, mm-hmm. not necessarily physically, but it, you know, like physically. Does that make sense? We got to say.
I'm going to go ahead and move on. Michael has a good one, and it follows up to with what I said. Michael says, travel and commute time, slow down and not be in a hurry and plan extra time for delays.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially right? in this time of year. Right now, the snow this morning caused a lot of
delays. Holidays, the fact that everyone is out on the road.
Yeah.
And I was saying that I wouldn't want to go anywhere earlier if I could just teleport. Just, I wouldn't want to. Like, well,
I would go everywhere. What are you talking
no,
about?
No, because
that's
the
reason why I don't go places.
Think about it. You have plenty of food in your fridge.
Yeah.
Yet you'd rather eat out.
No.
You go. I don't want that. I don't want to make that. I don't want that. I don't want that. No. Let's just go out. Okay, cool.
And then
you go out to eat. Because
Dave Ramsey says this is a terrible idea. So
yeah, Dave Ramsey
do
does, but your name is not Dave Ramsey.
No, that's why we grocery shop every week and plan all
right.
of our meals ahead of
I'm
time.
I'm just saying that you don't want the what is it? Immediate
work?
No, the
instant gratification.
Instant gratification. So if you can instantly gratify yourself by transporting to a restaurant, you wouldn't.
I have to lie down. This is making total sense, I'm sure, in Siberia.
Stop it! Why?
505-338-3700.
In Siberia, are they smarter?
Oh, man. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got some Versus Angel, some Bombay Bicycle Club, and more of Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's us.
Yeah, Static.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
I forgot to refresh the page, and now it's now it's going. It's refreshing.
Remember like a minute and a half ago when I said,
yeah.
Hey, let's go into traffic.
Yeah, I know. And then they said, okay. And I didn't do it. So it's refreshed now, and I can tell you all about traffic. There isn't much going on in the Albuquerque area except for an accident that's been there since 6 a.m. maybe. I don't know if it's still there. It says it still is.
Okay.
On I-25 north at Alameda, and of course, crazy amount of construction work all over Paseo by I-25 and Jefferson. It's crazy over there, so just be careful as you look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And everybody up and at them now for their two-hour delay.
Well, they should be
getting ready
almost
to get
to school.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Good times, everybody.
Yes.
Sadly, it's not going to be like that for the rest of the week. Of course, we will have Thursday and Friday off.
The sun is out and shining, and it's beautiful.
Weather looks nice for the rest of the week, which kind of makes me sad.
No, you know what? This past, I don't look at the weather. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm always disappointed. Always. I actually tweeted earlier this weekend to Mark Ronchetti from KRQE.
Wow.
I tweeted him, and I said, it's a really difficult time to be a meteorologist here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, especially when snow is on the menu.
Yeah.
Because they, like, get killed. Like, people hurt them and use really mean words if there's no snow.
Yeah, it says there's possible snow chance today, but the rest of the week... Rest of the week is mostly sunny.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop telling me that.
Allegedly, there's snow today. Partly cloudy, isolated snow showers in the morning.
There's no snow. There's no opportunity for snow. It's blue sky outside.
That's what my app is telling me.
Gosh.
Don't get mad at me.
Look outside.
You are doing exactly what you're saying happens to meteorologists. So stop.
You're not a meteorologist.
Man.
Just stop.
You're a needy urologist. That was terrible.
Time to move on.
Okay, good.
Fast.
Hey, tomorrow night, the UNM Lady Lobos are taking on UW-Milwaukee, 7 p.m. at the Pit. We got a pair of tickets and a parking pass to see Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Yes.
And the Lady Lobos. Battle it out. If you'd like to go to the Pit tomorrow night, 505-338-3700.
Call us now. I have a trivia question.
You do?
Yeah, you ready for this?
No.
Okay.
Because then people are going to Google it.
No. They can't do this.
What?
They can't do that to us. It's called cheating.
So you got to wait until they get on the phone and then you ask the question.
A pair of Lady Lobo tickets for tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Pit.
Yeah.
Up for grabs right now if you want to win something.
Along with the parking pass, which to me is just as important.
Yeah, okay, because otherwise
parking
you...
is crazy.
Otherwise you have to eat like a second meal because you have to walk so far.
Yeah. Yes.
Feel like
truth.
Like Samwise and Frodo
yeah.
trekking to Mordor.
That's exactly what it was like for the last UNM football game.
Really?
We felt exactly like that, yeah. Thankfully, we had the little like elven bread, so it sustained us.
Good, you only have to eat a little bit of that.
Yeah. Static!
Hello.
Hey. All right.
Hey, it's calling for the tickets. Did I call in time?
You did.
You did, but now you have to answer a question.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Ready for this?
Trivia
Nothing
question.
Personal, is it?
No.
Here we go.
The U.S. has 3.7 million miles of these. What is it?
Oh, 3.7 million miles?
Million, with an M. Yep. Million.
3.7 million miles of what?
Roadways.
Wrong.
Unfortunately,
uh-oh.
That's not correct.
That's not
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
505-338-3700. Trivia question's pretty easy. The U.S. has 3.7 million miles of what?
Roadways was just guessed.
That's a good guess. That's the first thing I would have said.
Yeah. But then you saw the answer, so now you're not going to say that.
No, I'm not. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got a pair of tickets to see the UNM Lady Lobos taking on University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Ooh, well, no, just Milwaukee.
And a parking pass. You've obviously never seen Wayne's World.
Yes, I have.
Static.
I remember now.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Would it be guardrails?
Guardrails. That's a really good guess.
No.
But it's incorrect.
It's not because we're not that safe.
I know, right?
We need more guardrails
for sure.
Good guess,
though. Thanks for the try.
For sure.
Keep trying. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Train tracks.
Train tracks.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Not
it's
right.
Not it's a good one, though.
Keep trying.
There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got a trivia question for you. First person to get it correctly, we'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos tomorrow night in the Pit.
The U.S. has 3.7 million miles of what?
Static.
Orange barrels.
Gosh.
Unfortunately,
and that's just in New Mexico.
I know, right?
Unfortunately,
I wish
just New
I could
Mexico.
Give that to you. That's not correct.
No. Nope.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was my favorite one so far.
Totally.
Static.
Hey, telephone line.
See, that these are all really good guesses.
Nope.
That's not correct, though. Thanks for the call. Static.
Telephone line wire.
That's the last caller just said that.
No, that's not
bummer.
It.
But that's a okay. really good guess.
Yeah, it really is.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Oh, not them.
The United States has 3.7 million miles of what? All you got to do is tell us what it is. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
It's going to be a good one, and you got a parking pass.
Yeah, exactly. Static.
Walgreens and CVS stores on every corner.
3.7 million miles of Walgreens.
All right, fine.
Oh, that was a great guess, though. Static.
Hey, is it utility lines?
Utility lines.
Ooh, nope.
It's not utility
it's
lines,
not
but that's a good guess. Thanks for the call. Static.
Would it be construction?
Construction. 3.7 million miles of construction in the Albuquerque metro area alone. No, it's not construction, but that's a good guess.
My dad texted and he said, of plastic water bottles? No, Dad, that's not it.
It's a good
Getting
guess,
closer, though, if you think go. If you think about it.
Ah, static.
Is it intestines?
Ooh.
No! That's so gross!
Static!
Fencing.
What is it?
Fencing.
Ooh, it's
but
not
kinda like
fencing.
Guardrails. Nope, not fencing.
My wife just texted in sidewalks.
Ooh.
That's not
nope.
correct either. I'm trying to help you out. Static!
Walmarts.
No.
3.7
million miles of Walmarts.
Of Walmarts. It's the line for Black Friday. 3.7 million miles
of line
for Black Friday. Static.
Hey, is it
3.7 million miles of ditches.
Of ditches.
Ooh, that's a really, really, good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Nope, that's not it.
That's not it. Static.
Is it water? Ocean?
Oceans.
No.
The U.S. has 3.7 million miles of oceans in it.
No, that's not it.
But that's, man.
So, such a good guess.
Getting warmer?
Yeah.
Static.
Pipeline.
Pipeline.
Pipelines. Oh, no.
It is not pipeline. Static.
Is it per se bike path?
Is it per se bike path?
No.
It is not per se.
We were closer. Now we're getting colder.
Although, bike paths.
Oh, yeah. You can say that. No, you can't say that.
Static.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Yes.
The United States has 3.7 million miles of rivers. Who's this?
Michael,
congratulations. We got a pair of tickets for you to see the Lady Lobos tomorrow night in the pit, along with the parking pass, so you can enjoy yourself.
Sweet.
Thanks for calling and hang on the line for us, okay? There
Don't
it is.
Don't go nowhere.
The United States has 3.7 million miles of rivers.
Rivers.
Rivers runs through it.
And then I was thinking we should play Rivers and Robots.
Ah. That would make too much sense, though. You know.
It would.
That's a great song. Band.
They make so much sense. That's it.
All right. There it is.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
I just had to burp. Sorry.
Count down the days. Thanksgiving. This week, man.
I know. It's happening so fast.
Time is flying by too quickly.
Yeah.
And then we got Christmas.
I've saved up it all.
I know.
Dang
it. I should probably get started on my Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I tried this weekend. They had like some places were doing like the early Black Friday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just was not motivated in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, nope, me either.
I don't understand how Black Friday is the day that everybody's supposed to be motivated, because usually I'm so lethargic from dinner the night before that there's no way I could do that.
Nope.
Now everything's opening up at like 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, and I know that I know that I know. There's no way!
Here's the thing, though. People go out on Black Friday or whatever they call it now because it's happening on Thursday.
Yeah.
They go out because they think they're saving a bunch of money.
Right.
But I know that that's false. That's completely untrue.
Some of the first people in line do
save.
Yeah,
but that's dedication.
Oh,
I don't have it. Yeah. If I'm going to go out on Black Friday, it's going to be like 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm finally ready for the day.
Yeah, you shouldn't waste your time then. Because by that point, there's none.
So you know what?
None.
Online shopping it is. Sounds good to me. Why would I go out?
Right.
Gosh.
Just enjoy your extra day off.
Exactly.
That's kind of my logic at this point as well.
Because,
a lot of stores are trying to open up early on Thanksgiving to give everybody that extra time to be away from their family. It's hilarious because basically you're sacrificing time with your family so that you can get your family something cool come Christmas time.
Yeah, no. And it's stressful. Like
Black Friday shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been in department stores on those days?
I went once.
Screaming children everywhere, and then along with the screaming children, parents at each other and their kids.
And at strangers.
Oh, I know.
Are you kidding me?
Gosh, that's so sad. Like, why are you yelling at this poor person who has to work the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I went one time I tried it out to see if I could hang, and I just, apparently it's not in me.
Nope.
It is not within me to brave that because, I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, whatever.
If you're that person, you are a different person. You're very patient.
We are setting you up, though, for Friday, Black Friday. We've got Christmas music all day on Static Radio.
Truth.
So, that's going to be nice that everybody's getting a break. No DJs.
Nope.
All music. All Christmas music, for that matter.
This hasn't happened in a while.
I know. Enjoy your shopping and all that good stuff. And with that comes Christmas music.
Yep.
So, I found a list, and I feel really bad about the people on this list.
Aw, why? Bad about or
apparently
for?
Apparently, GQ put out an annual list of the 25 least influential people in the world.
Bad for those people. Feel bad for those people.
Number 10 was a little surprising.
Okay.
Number 10 on the list of the least influential people of the year, according to GQ magazine, the entire Smith family, as in Will, Jada, and the kids.
Jaden, Willow, and I think there's one more.
Yeah. Sadly, they said in just a few years, Will Smith has gone from one of America's most beloved stars to one of its most despicable.
It's weird how that happened.
I have no idea what happened.
Well, I don't... according to Yahoo, he like cheated on her or something.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I don't follow that closely
right.
at all.
But yeah,
I did hear about how terrible After that one Earth movie was. Was it After Earth?
Yeah, and his son was in the movie too, so maybe they just blame both of them.
They won me over with Pursuit of Happiness, and then they completely lost it with that other
Did
movie.
You see After Earth?
No,
oh,
just,
see,
it just I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
From everybody.
I didn't even see it. Yeah, so. I passed on that one. But yeah, it's pretty interesting to see him go from great to least influential person of the year in GQ magazine. Now, number 9 is Angela Corey.
I don't know who that is.
She was the prosecutor in the George Zimmerman case. And according to GQ magazine, she failed everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is GQ magazine's list of the least influential people of the
year.
Number 8 is Prince George.
Okay.
The royal baby got a lot of attention, but when you look at him, he's pretty much just a normal baby.
Did you expect him to glow?
Right.
So
number 7, least influential people of the year, Aaron Hernandez. He was one of the star athletes this year who is, well, now he's in jail.
Oh, no. What happened to him?
He was the tight end who was arrested on murder charges this
year
for the New England Patriots.
I remember about that. I remember that, hearing about
number
that.
Number 6 was a little surprising to me, actually. According to GQ, their least influential people of 2013, number 6 is Miley Cyrus.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's wrong because she did all that stuff on the MTV VMAs, and the next day she had like 3 million more followers. She was number 1 on iTunes, but it says that she spent the entire year foam finger blasting herself, licking sledgehammers, basically trying just any.
And she got so much publicity out of it.
Any idiotic strategy she could think up to rile up America's few remaining.
She was not only did she get a crazy amount of publicity over it, I guess it counts as publicity. She was on like a bunch of talk shows after that and answering funny questions. Like it was obviously they were like, hey, let's see if we can get it, Miley, but.
Maybe it's because of influence.
People covered her songs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So see that influential spear. I don't know. So here we go. Least influential. Top 5. Pope Benedict, actually.
Number 5
on the list of least influential people of the year because now the new Pope is here. And they say he's just way better and nobody ever talks about Pope Benedict anymore / misses that guy.
Okay.
Number 4. I don't know how you're going to handle this.
Justin.
Yeah.
Bieber.
Bieber.
He hasn't been influential by any means, that's true. But he's been out in the public doing stupid things.
Exactly. According to GQ magazine, they said he's officially way too old to be peeing in buckets and making light of Anne Frank. So it's not cute. It never was cute. Justin Bieber, number 4 on the list of least influential people of the year. Number 3, Anthony Weiner.
Okay.
So...
He was so 2012, wasn't he?
So 2012, wow. Number 2, Paula Deen was number 2 on GQ's least influential list.
Oh, she caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, they said she's proven herself to be exactly like what you probably always thought she was like.
Yeah, that's so true.
Now, number 1 entry on the magazine's annual list of the 25 least influential people, Dennis Rodman.
Okay, yeah. because of that... Wasn't he going to, like, North Korea?
Yeah.
To, like,
he's
be friends
North Korean
with...
He's the North Korean ambassador. Yeah, and
gosh.
I just... They say he's the first prominent American celebrity invited inside the nation-sized prison that is North Korea, and he literally did the least interesting thing possible with it. So,
gosh.
Least influential. Congratulations?
I wonder if they fell for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they... Wasn't that... I think it was them that fell for The Onion here.
Oh, yeah.
Who said that... He was on the dude was on the top 10 list for being the most attractive guy in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's pretty sad.
Come on, Korea.
North
Korea.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
And there you go. The top 10 least influential people of the year. At least according to GQ magazine. But, you know. Whatevs.
Is this it?
Hey, we posted a question of the day. I'm sure you're going to keep it going for Middays with Mitch.
Yes, I am.
We've got some good stuff for tomorrow as well. I'm excited. We got to talk about this parent who was arrested for breaking the school's pickup rule. We'll talk about that because, man, oh, man.
And
I feel like I'm in the parent's shoe. I would do the same thing that the parent did.
Not only is that a big deal, what else is a big deal is the fact that a guy left $250,000 to...
Yeah.
His...
Not his children.
Not his children, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Oh, my gosh. Talk about that tomorrow.
It is Monday. Up next, you.
Me. I'm here still.
For four more hours.
Yeah.
Should go get some water.
I do need some water. I'm feeling extremely dehydrated.
A dry mouth.
And spitty. Yeah.
I believe in you. You can do it.
I would not have made it through the Hunger Games.
No, you would not have. Absolutely not. I can vouch for that.
What?
Good on you.
Gosh.
At least you're honest.
Thank you.
I couldn't either. Come on.
It's rude.
I watched Duck Dynasty. It doesn't mean I know anything about hunting or
you would have made
survival.
I believe in you. You would have made it.
On the way back, some Cool Hand Luke and, of course, Middays with this lady.
Hey.
That's it for us. Team Awesome Morning Party.
On Static.